listening? It is I, Numator479. According to our studies of your puny mammalian race, we discovered you like very good coffee. And while it is our evolutionary purpose to cause you psychic torment, we want you awake and vivacious to give it. So try our new blend from Spring Hill Jack Coffee, Reptilian in the Morning. Our proprietary blend of lightly roasted cacao husks will have you immediately energized upon emerging from the pain cloaca with all your slippery new eggs. Thanks, honey. Hot, I'm cold-blooded. Thanks to Spring Hill Jack and Last Podcast on the Left, I'm ready to get out there and eat some babies. Get out of the way, Hillary Clinton!
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last Podcast
on the Left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories, yeah.
You know how they say, like, as you get older, like, mm-hmm. you turn into, I guess, we're not old yet, clinically.
No. Not
you're yet.
You're not even 40 yet.
No.
And I'm just 40.
I'm a baby.
Well, I'm almost 41.
I'm a child.
You smooth like
yeah,
a child.
You should see me, man. Does that sound convincing? Like I'm filled with innocence?
I know there's like, there's got to be at least 5 square inches on your body where there's no hair. So, yes, you are a baby. You're a child.
Yeah, it's called my fucking forehead. That's what's happening. That's where it's jumping from.
Uh-huh.
But I'm finding that as I, like, it was the same as a kid, where they say, like, it's cyclical. Mm-hmm. So you start to become kind of babyish, because at the point where you become, like, you got a diaper and someone's cleaning you again when you're fucking 90 years old.
Yeah, right? Yeah, the circle of life.
But you find that, I find that as I get older, like, for there was about a 15-year period where I didn't have any, like, little cuts or bruises. And now
it's all the time.
I'm covered in little tiny cuts.
Yeah.
As why is that?
You know why it is? Because, you know, one of the things that people are really afraid of when they go to old folks' homes, when they go to nursing homes, is because people's skin always
tears off. Yeah.
It begins.
Is that really what it is?
That's the beginning of it. Our skin is weaker than it once was. We're now on our way to our skin just ripping off and, you know, just huge flaps.
Am I not just emotionally vulnerable enough? Do I also have to literally be peelable like I'm some kind of fucking banana?
Yeah, we're all ready to go, man. I'm fucking covered in cuts and bruises all the time. I've never spent as much money on Band-Aids as I have in the year of my 40th birth.
And nothing is like, it's just gross.
It's gross.
It's gross to have Band-Aids on you, because now I feel when you see someone who's actually very elderly and they always have like some like Band-Aid on their face and it's all like, I fell into the shower. And you're like, oh my fucking God, is that what's happening now?
This is the 4th facial melanoma I've had off in the last 6 months. My doctor started calling me Scooper.
Welcome to Side Stories.
Scoopers.
Welcome to Side Stories, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Marcus Parks here with Henry Zebrowski.
Sure you are.
What do you got here for me today, Henry? What do you got?
Oh, I got fucking garbage here. Yeah, honestly, we got some good stories. It's a nice... We're going to get to one of the biggest responses. And I mean it. According to Joel, who's going through the Side Stories emails, that the single largest listener response we have ever received in the history of Side Stories.
Yep.
And we're going to go through some of those responses. And no, it's not about the colostomy bags, because we're not doing it.
We're not doing it this week.
We're saving it.
Yeah, we're saving it for the new year, because we have had quite a...
Because Colostomy Bag Nash did fucking come out.
Oh, yeah.
In spades.
Oh, they came out. They let us know. But we have had quite a few people complain about how much
poo-poo content.
We have it, so we're not going to do it. We're going to refrain no matter how much it pains us to do so.
But what the listener response does bring us back to is star seeds, which is really strange, because isn't it funny? Because since now we brought up several new cults. Like, we brought up Love is One. We talked about, what was the other big documentary that we just covered?
Twin Flames.
We did the Twin Flames universe, and they all use the same terminology.
Yeah.
I did not actually understand that Love is One also uses a lot of Twin Flames.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I saw the documentary either. I mean, it's lightly sprinkled in.
Yes, but I got a lot of messages saying like, hey, you know, like they do actively, it's the same sort of makeup genetically cult-wise, which I found very interesting. But starseeds get in there too, who are largely people that are extremely annoying. As we know, they are indigo children with Apple Watches.
Yeah. I mean, starseeds, those are supposedly people whose parents were impregnated with alien DNA.
Yeah.
And are they half alien or are they full blown alien?
I don't know.
Is it like a baby Jesus thing where they were, put into.
They got a hint.
A hint.
They got a hint.
They got a hint.
I think it's a spiritual essence versus an actual creation. Like, they're not actually made out of meat. I believe an actual starseed meaning, yes, it connotes, connotes the understanding that individuals who are identified as, they were seeds from the stars, you see.
Yeah, I get it.
They're seeds from the stars. That's number one you don't understand. Star people.
I understand.
No, I don't think you do. Because this came from the 1976 book, Gods of Aquarius. And they said that humans who came from a special gene pool linked to visits by extraterrestrials. So it's vague.
Well, I'm sure Gods of Aquarius certainly isn't a circular fucking mess of the same bullshit going on and on for 300 pages like all those fucking books are.
But also it is true that PKD did sort of say that he might have been a starseed. If you ever had a hard problem with having your battery life last for a long time, you might be a starseed. And he might be one. And so was, I guess, what's his name's clerk? Fucking Albert Einstein's guy. And who knows? We'll get into it. But my first story, we'll start with stupid, but good justice. Now, I think it's important. We want to start with this good lesson up top. People work at fast food restaurants. We defend them.
Absolutely.
All day, I defend them. You know, we also got a lot of people pro-charged lemonade.
We did get someone say, you'll only pry my charged lemonade out of my cold, dead hands.
And I think that if you have a charged lemonade in your hands, I don't want to take it from you.
Absolutely not.
Because you're already out of pocket.
Many people have admitted to having an intense addiction to charged lemonade.
They love it. And they just say, you get used to it.
Apparently,
the whole point is riding the dragon. That you just kind of build a tolerance to it. And some people did break it down in a smart way. If you really look at the milligrams, it's like, they're all like, it's how your body sort of you metabolizes it. And
I suppose so. But we got a lot of Sip Club members out there that really are big on the Panera Sip Club.
Yep. So, yeah, I get it. I don't want to come in there. It's like, God forbid you say anything about the Shriners. You know what I mean? They all wall up. Yeah. But we defend our fast food employees here.
Always.
Because you got to. I had Del Taco Burger for the first time because I heard that that's the way you got to go.
How is it?
It's fine.
But, is it like Fat Burger where it's also just fine?
It's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't. But this is one of the smartest things I've heard a judge do because it's really great and it's true justice.
But I also think, once we talk about it, I think it also punishes the fast food workers. But let's get into it.
Yes. Rosemary Hain, difficult woman, goes into a Chipotle and decides she ordered a burrito bowl. Now, for those of you that don't know what a burrito bowl is, first of all, you need to go to a doctor. You need to go talk to someone else. You need to go and figure, like, maybe you've just been melted from a block of ice. This is the planet Earth. The president is Joe Biden. Don't scream. But it's year 2023, all right? You don't got to order things off the television anymore. You actually get it on your phone. But a burrito bowl, if you know, it's normally just like, you take a burrito and you board it. You do an autopsy on the burrito and you open it up and you spill its haphazard insides into a bowl. And the reason why you get that, because you're lying yourself about how healthy the bowl is versus the burrito.
It's a pile of burrito.
That is what I like. I get a bowl every once in a while. I'm like, I've been bad. But it's still the same thing. It's a lump of stuff. But it's a lump of stuff in a bowl. And this woman received it from Chipotle, and she decided that it wasn't up to her standards of delivery.
Aesthetically.
Aesthetically. She decided, if you've ever been to a Chipotle, this is the idea that you know you're about to shellack your own intestinal lining with pure diarrhea, and you're sitting here wondering, oh, like, I actually prefer a little bit of green here to break up the brown. And you're like, no, buddy, it's all turning into a light tan shooting out of your asshole and splacking away anyway. Right? Back to shit.
Yeah, always.
Right back to shit.
Right back.
And so she didn't like the look of it, so she decided she would take it to the manager, and the poor manager, Emily Russell, just doing her job, was standing there to get in an argument, and you basically watch her pick up this burrito bowl from several people that were filming around her in a circle and throw this burrito bowl into her fucking face.
Yeah.
And it's very sad.
Yeah.
You do not do it.
Heavy on the sour cream on that burrito bowl.
It's almost like she ruined her own burrito bowl.
With extra sour cream.
Yes.
More.
More.
Ma. I want it to look like Peter North was serving it to me. I want it to be splunked with cum.
She threw it hard at her face.
She really did.
And so the judge has decided, in their wisdom, Judge Killigan, decided that this is, again, this because it took place in Parma, Ohio. And he said, the judge, so you didn't get your burrito bowl the way you liked it, and this is how you respond? This is not Real Housewives of Parma. This behavior is not acceptable, nor would it be on the Real Housewives of Parma, which would be incredible.
What would the Real Housewives of Parma, Ohio be?
I don't know. I think it's, I think it'd be, one of them would definitely have their own nacho cheese line. But Judge Gilligan then said, this is what she got 6 months in jail. She threw the fucking book at her saying like, you got it. But if you want to reduce your sentence, guess what you get to do? If you put 20 hours a week for 2 months working at Chipotle, which I think is an amazing idea.
It's a great idea, but can you imagine working with this person? You're in your fast food restaurant. You're in your fast food job, which you probably don't enjoy a hell of a whole lot.
It's a job.
It's a job. Yes. It's just a job. You're trying to get through it. You're trying to get through your day.
But you'd be surprised, like Guy Fieri. You make your way through these various fast food empires. You can get skills. You can get skill sets. Like some places you still cook. Some places you still like, there's like a grill and there's stuff like, and you learn how to do that and then you can take that other places.
Sure. But I'm willing to bet the majority of fast food workers are just trying to get through the day.
I think
trying
so,
to
yes.
get back home.
Oh, yeah. Like, I believe.
Yeah. And then this woman shows up court appointed and is just
like leg shackles. That'd be incredible with like a guard next to her, like a police officer.
You know what I'd do if I was the manager? Sit in the corner for 8 hours.
Watch me.
And just watch me. Just don't fucking say anything.
Don't get in my fucking way.
Don't get in my way.
I got a rhythm here. Because you do. I imagine.
Yeah, of course. No, I worked in fast food. You absolutely have a rhythm. If you got somebody on that fucking pizza line that doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
And she's a big ass grump.
Yeah, especially somebody who is obviously a pain in the ass.
Big perfect noise for this woman. If you look at her, it's a perfect noise for this woman. When she's like, it's hot near the fryolator. It's like, yeah, fucker. It is hot near the fryolator.
It's hot every day near the fryolator.
Because guess what I'm doing? I'm feeding goddamn America. I am out here doing what I gotta do, delivering fries in a timely, hot manner.
Goddamn right.
Yes, because again, we all like the fries. We're all trying to make it through. But you might be right.
Yeah, it's going to be more of a punishment for the people who work at the fast food restaurant than it. But that's the thing.
But I want you to get some appreciation. Have some appreciation.
He didn't even sentence her to working at Chipotle. He just sentenced her to work at a fast food restaurant.
Well, I honestly think, weirdly, Chipotle is kind of more high end.
Yeah, it is.
I think that she's kind of got to go, you know, they're not a sponsor. Jack in the Box.
Nah.
Some shit ass Checkers.
Dude, yeah, Checkers. That's what I was gonna say. She's got to go below Jack in the Box.
You got to.
The only
Checkers.
Thing that's below Jack in the Box is Checkers.
You got to be at a place where literally it's only next to a highway. It's only by an overpass. You know, yeah. Like it is not. There is no sit down Checkers. There's no nice Checkers.
No,
as far as I know, we're about to get a flood of corrections.
I'm sure. No, I remember there's plenty of sit down Checkers in New York, in the city.
There is.
Yeah, there was one on Bushwick and Myrtle. That we recorded the Cowmen. We recorded our album across the street from the Checkers.
But Checkers has good fries though.
They were fine, but the rest of it's not good. There was the Checkers, and then right next to it was the Churches, and then there was the bootleg, the place, the
That's
bodega.
Where she's got to go. It's like goddamn Churches, and because talk about not only because I feel like in those places too, in something like you go to Churches and you're working there, not only is it extremely difficult, but everybody around you is going to be calling you like, they're going to be roasting the living fuck out of you the entire time. Like, you should just be just brutalized by the most hardcore fast food experience at the airport. You need to work at it. That's where she's got to go.
Yeah, she's fucking airport Burger King.
That is exactly where she needs to fucking go, because that's hard.
No, airport Wendy's.
Even that just sent a chill up my spine.
The worst meal I've ever had in my life was like an airport Wendy's.
It's so hard. Because again, that they I'm just feel I because it's an extremely hard job.
It is.
Especially at the airport. So we'll see if she learns anything. I don't know if she'll get 3 separate ghosts that will arrive for her on Christmas Eve. And like that, you know, Wendy.
a giant chicken from Chick-fil-A. Wouldn't that be incredible?
Actually, the cow. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the cow, eat more chicken cows.
Eat more chicken cows,
yeah. Those guys, yeah. And each one convinces her, shows her the errors of her ways. And then Dave Thomas shows up at the end being like, do you want to end up in a, sent back to the orphanage like I did, Wendy?
I would think that the Grimace would show up and just smother her to death. Just sit on her face until she dies.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Hopefully she does learn.
Let's hope.
Rise from your grave.
Let's talk about somebody who learned nothing. And this is... it's hard to throw judgment, right? You don't want to throw just... People spend a lot of money on weddings because I think there are some people that believe it's the only time they will experience either this level of attention or it's a celebration of themselves or it's like, it's just wild, right? Like the amount of money. And like, I think the more money that goes up in a wedding, the more you're like, what are we trying to prove here?
Yeah.
Right. Like really what's up here, because it kind of is supposed to sort of be about your love.
Yeah.
And I feel like you could spend a lot of money in a lot of other places, blah, blah, blah. But this was, this wedding deserves whatever judgment you want to throw at it.
Oh, without a doubt. This is... The wedding is attached to a crime, of course, but the wedding went viral not too long ago. It was a 5-day long wedding. Like, it was a wedding that actually lasted 5 days, not like 5 days, but the wedding itself was 5 days long. It occurred in Paris.
This is crazy.
And it was, of course, I mean, the people that were the perpetrators of this fucking crime, of course, they're Dallas-Fort Worth people. Dallas-Fort Worth people for the rest of Texas, like Dallas-Fort Worth people, it's like it's a town of people pretending like they're not from Texas.
See, I
love also being from Texas.
We
but
have
also
a great crowd.
We
in
have an
Dallas.
Amazing crowd in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm talking about these rich motherfuckers like this, the kind who spend $59 million on a wedding.
You heard that absolutely correctly.
$59 million. You people who live in Dallas-Fort Worth, you know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about.
Car dealership heiress, Madeleine Brockway, 26 years old, sounds like it. And so she had become like, she had a big time TikTok account that kind of documented this. And I know it is partly it was for content.
Yeah.
But just the idea of like that amount of money, which could have gone anywhere. Like you're talking multiple homes that you could have purchased versus doing this.
But 59 nice homes.
I guess it brings people to your TikTok, and that's kind of why maybe that was kind of run as this is an investment. But we're not even at the crime yet. But this is so she made this one. It was $59 million. So this is just so you can even hear why we're even, the attention that came to her. So Brockway is the daughter of Bill Ussery Motors CEO, Robert Bob Brockway, which I guess he runs many different like car dealerships across the country.
Bob Brockway.
Bob Brockway. and he was not reached for comment.
No.
So millions of people watched online videos. This is now according, we got this from the Daily Beast. And think this is the November 18th wedding. This is what was happened at it. Maroon 5 played live. A rehearsal dinner at the Palais Garnier Opera House. An overnight stay at the Palace of Versailles. The nuptials took place at the Chateau de Villette, where she wore a made by the House of Dior two-spec dress. Guests were invited to attend a private party at Chanel's Haute Couture headquarters, and they had a lunch at the Eiffel Tower, which is not like how I had lunch at the Eiffel Tower, which is I grabbed a drink. This is real, where Natalie was asleep. I walked to the Eiffel Tower. I had a sandwich from Starbucks. This is a different type of lunch at the Eiffel Tower because I believe the Eiffel Tower cooked. They also had a 4-day bachelorette party at this place called Amangiri, some luxury resort, right?
And now the bachelorette party is the most tone deaf thing. It's like these people are the ultra wealthy in this country are begging for the people to rise up.
Well, this is the issue, right?
Like they're begging because
just asking for people to be like mad with you.
Yeah, because they had a Marie Antoinette themed bachelorette party.
Like, that's just like, two on the nose. It's two on the
it's
nose.
It's like you're kissing in the eyes of so many people in America who are struggling every day.
But now here's really why we're going after these people or even joking on these people, because in the end, I guess you could do whatever the fuck you want with your money. But this is just what, you know,
of course,
fucking...
you could do whatever you want. It's just the Marie Antoinette. It's like it's the pointedness of it.
It's just a little on the nose. So her now husband, Jacob Legrone, or Legroni. I don't know. I'm not quite certain.
Either one's horrible.
Legronis. So he's now, this is still alleged, but according to the NBC News, he is now facing three counts of aggravated assault against a public servant after allegedly threatening three police officers by firing guns at them. Now, this is the earlier in the year. So yeah. They've been fighting these charges for a long time. And apparently they were having a domestic assault. There was some kind of call. There was a domestic, some kind of domestic
Something
disturbance
happened.
Call
yeah.
at their home. When the police arrived, they got fired upon, which is not good. I don't know how he wasn't immediately thrown in jail.
Because he
paid
had
his
enough
way
money.
Out of it.
Yeah, he had enough money, and I think they showed up at a nice enough house. Because what it was is that people were calling, but the disturbance calls because they kept firing guns into the air.
They just kept firing guns over and over again.
And like, yeah, in Texas, yeah, there's a lot of guns being fired.
But not in a neighborhood.
But not after 9 p.m.
No.
Like, you're supposed to stop firing guns. It's fucking, it's terrifying, it's horrible, and it's annoying.
Do you think even the super rich there do stuff like that? That's not just considered country.
Oh, right? Super rich have the best guns.
But I mean, like, that style.
Yeah.
Of like shooting guns in the air and doing like, you know, being like kind of bringing the hoot nanny.
Oh my God. People like this, these Dallas Fort Worth rich fucks, they like to pretend
that they're country.
That they're country, but they also like to put like, oh, I don't come from that Texas.
But they
like,
don't.
I come from Dallas. Like, I'm not from, like, I've had people from Dallas Fort Worth like look down on me when I tell them where I'm from.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Tell them like I'm from a small town, you know, like north of Abilene. Like, I've actually heard them say, Oh. Like, okay, you're from there.
But you would say it with like, it's not that it's common, but they could maybe be like, woo, 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 woo. Like, are they doing that?
I mean, they're probably showing off their guns to each other. Mm. Like, that I would say would be more common.
Want
like,
to hear how loud my new gun is?
Yeah, it's like, oh, look at this. Ha ha. Boom, boom. And then he starts to fire the guns and, you know, they're showing each other like, this big fucking, you know, probably illegal weapon that they have.
I guess that's what it is. And then we'll see how this plays out. But it's just way more when you found out like the details of that wedding that happened after all of this.
Yeah.
And they're still going after this guy. So we'll figure out what's going to happen with him.
Well, the crazy thing is that these charges against him stack up to the point where he could possibly, I mean, he's not gonna, but where he could possibly spend life in prison.
Yeah, you're really not supposed to almost kill a police officer. People get real upset, especially like the police. And they're the ones that are kind of in the mode of arresting you for these crimes.
Yeah, and he's been offered a plea deal that will reduce his sentence to 25 years. So they they're going after this guy. They're not fucking letting up. Because if he's been offered the plea deal and the plea deal is 25 years, that means that this shit is going to go to trial.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. If it's for 25 years.
Yeah. And yeah. I guarantee you this guy is arrogant enough to roll the dice. And I saw a picture of him from his wedding. This is the second time I've seen this. When did the David Koresh look get chic?
It's huge now.
It's massive.
You saw, I got Dahmer glasses now.
Yeah, but David,
it's everywhere.
But it's David Koresh specifically. Because David Koresh is, because the difference is thick frames, small frames.
Well, it's Dahmer glasses, which are now becoming like cool. And then it's mullets that are now becoming cool. So shaggy haircut. Mixed with the Dahmer glasses, you're Koresh.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. So it's hipster outside, and then all of a sudden you can't read anymore, and until you have second eyewear and stuff, that's when you become David Koresh.
Yeah. And this guy absolutely looks like David Koresh.
Yeah. It's also a very yuppie look.
Oh, very much
especially
so.
Him. It's very like, he's very rich, but he goes also, it's style.
It's style.
Before we get into some good old-fashioned Christmas stories, because we're gonna lead it up to the holidays here, and I got two great ones. I just want to just knock this out. Just because we're not talking about poo-poo doesn't mean we're not talking about pee-pee. Now, this story is just funny because this is just a classic side story, so you just have to kind of, do we have to at least mention it, where a man, David Martin Butts is his name. 66 years fun. He got upset with a sex worker by the name of Brittany Abosede, who he had paid $100 for the service of him laying in a tub at her peeing upon him.
Sure.
And then he paid such money, right? The event did occur. Everyone said thanks. They high-fived. And then he then accused her of leaving with his wallet, so he shot at her car.
I see. Yes, she was parked outside after the golden shower, eating potato chips when Butts confronted her and fired a single bullet, leaving a hole in a passenger side door.
Why is it, in my mind, after you've pissed all over a guy in a tub, like, eating potato chips, like, kind of makes a lot of sense? Where you just like, you just seem like, man, it's another fucking Thursday. You know what I mean? Like,
there we go. Well, while Butts said that he feared Abosede may have been reaching for a weapon while inside her car, he, quote, didn't recall shooting his gun.
That's so hard. You know how many times I think that? You know how many times I don't know if I shot a bunch of guns today?
Did I
shoot a gun this afternoon? Let me check my hand. I have one of those airport machines, right? Yeah. I swipe my hands and I check it every morning to see if I discharge gunpowder. But that's just a quick story. Mostly just because the man's name is Butts.
Yeah.
He's involved in a pee-pee accident. I'm going to say pee-pee altercation.
Altercation.
And then guess what are you going to do? Because how many Butts are in this country?
I would imagine that Butts is not that uncommon of a name.
I'm looking it up. Last name Butts. Butts meaning and Butts family history. According to that, Butts name meaning. Variant of butt with post-medieval excrescent is a reference to the short ridges of plowed land, the end of a common arable field, or the plural form of butt, which is also be considered a tree stump.
Great. So it's a humiliating name either way. You're ground man. You're a ground man. Great. There are 0.05 people named Butts for every 100,000 Americans.
That's
so not
crazy.
Super common.
It's just like awesome.
It's
the idea of not changing your name, especially because like butt is one thing, but if you're Butts,
yeah.
If you're multiple Butts, wow, it is the.
As of 2001, it's ranked as the 16,589th most popular family name.
So that's not very popular.
16,588 names are ahead of Butts.
Yeah, it's just, I love it. Why wouldn't you change it? If you're not a comedian.
Yeah.
Or a butt doctor. Like Dr. Butts.
Yeah.
Would be an, it's an incredible name.
Why not change it? But I mean,
Ronnie Butts. Dr. Ronnie Butts.
And there's plenty of people like that have the last name Heine. Like Heine is a pretty common last name.
Yeah, Heine is a fun name.
I think Hanky's a fun name.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
There's a lot of fun last names that we could go through.
Yeah, we could. But you feel that chill in the air. It's my you know I hate the holiday.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, you know, understand, you know, it's good for a lot of people.
It is. I love Christmas.
I'm relaxing in.
Yeah.
You know, I'm allowing it inside of me. It's like what they say when the doctors say, like, there's going to be a little pressure here. Like, it's like that feeling where I have to relax it in.
Yeah.
You know that it's coming whether I like it or not. I know it's coming. And so I'm fine with it. But what it is nice is that it does come with a glut of holiday news.
Mm.
And some of it's much better than others. Now, I love over the last couple of years, there's been a lot more Grinch usage. There's a lot more Grinch usage in life. Like, there was a guy, remember a story we covered last year, where a guy hired a Grinch to do a Christmas party for his children. And then the guy arrived and destroyed the fucking house. Like, I remember it because it was one of my favorite stories, because it was like, he hired a Grinch,
yeah.
And then the Grinch came. Like, a man took it way too seriously. He destroyed the house. The kids were screaming. It was a great, a funny story, I'm certain.
Yeah.
For that family.
Yeah. And that's good to hear, because I was actually thinking about, like, we got a holiday party coming up, and I was thinking about hiring a Grinch. And then when I saw what Grinches were left available, it was slim pickings, and you did not want to have these people in your home.
I'm going to put it this way. You're going to want to know your Grinch.
We want to bet your Grinch.
You're going to want to know, because it's like imagining it's the equivalent of hiring somebody who looks like the Suicide Squad's version of Joker coming to your house. Like, if you want to hire Jared Leto's Joker, like one of those guys who acts like one of those, to your home, it's going to be really fucking bad.
We just kind of wanted like a singing, we wanted a guy to show up for 15 minutes, go, and then leave.
Yeah, no. Because now he's in your home. Now he's in your home. And I bet you he's just going to be like, if you go to touch him and stuff, being like, what if this Grinch calls the cops? And then the Grinch just takes over your whole house.
Oh, no. I do remember that, because last year we hired that Cramps cover band for my birthday home.
Great.
And they were incredible. The Teenage Werewolves, they were absolutely incredible. I would recommend booking them. If you need a Cramps themed anything, they're fucking awesome. But the people they brought with them,
they stayed.
That stayed.
You don't pay a band to come, you pay them to leave.
The men. There was just one man in particular.
Stayed.
Who had an odor, a specific odor that was asking some very personal and uncomfortable questions.
Well, then the fake lead singer of the Cramps definitely was like, all right, it's time for me to go. I don't know that guy. And then he just leaves. And it was just some man that we all thought, because I remember being like, oh, he must be with the band.
Well, it was a friend, because the band was the drummer was a big fan of the show, and
he was great. Everybody was great.
He was so cool. He was such a nice guy. But they asked us, it's like, hey, is it cool if we invite a friend? And it's like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Of course, that's totally fine.
It's a party. Yeah, invite your friend. But then that friend invited another friend.
Because we all left. Yeah. Right? Like, everybody else was like, we were exhausted. It was like, time to go. Like, the band was leaving. We were leaving. And I was just like, you know, but I was drunk. So I was like, we just got to get the hell out of here before we're stuck here as well. We got to go. I was like, Natalie, get your shit. We got to get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I can see it's lingering time.
Yeah, it really was. And that's at the point in the night where you start to have that conversation, especially when you're dealing with old punks, that you start to find that guy who comes up to you and knows that you're into it. And he starts saying, all of my friends are dead.
That's where really great to hire a Grinch to arrive at the end of the night and make everybody leave. Style bouncer really help.
But the guy that I'm talking about that had the distinct odor, he was asked to leave before the end of the night, because he was asking some very, and during the Cramps, the Teenage Werewolves performance, I was watching, dancing and having a great time, but I'd see this guy out of the corner of my eye, zipping around my home.
Yeah. Going to the back room.
I could see he was
trying on your shirts.
He was going to places that he shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
And I had to make this decision.
Looking at your medication.
Yeah.
You know?
I had to make this decision in my head. It's like, do I want to enjoy this wonderful gift that my wife has booked for me? And that, you know,
do I want to be present?
Do I want to be present for this and enjoy this thing that she went to great lengths to put together? Or do I want to make sure that man's not looking at my underwear drawer? Make sure that man's not doing something weird in the back room. And I chose to enjoy my gift. And
ignorance is bliss, my friend.
If he did anything weird, I don't know about it.
You know, it's
but
just
he
let
was
him
asked
look.
To, he was asked to leave very soon after.
That's a house party. You know, that's the miracle of a house party. You just, you're in my house.
Yeah, you always have to ask a man who looks far older than his years to leave early.
You gotta go, sir.
And he always goes, yep. And
you know, yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, now that you've requested me to leave, and now it would mean I am staying here against your will. It's time for me to go.
Yeah, you can always tell the guys who get asked to leave a lot, because they just know, it's like, okay.
I was expecting it. As a matter of fact, I actually don't know when to leave until I'm thrown out.
Honestly, your boundaries are far beyond what I'm used to.
A lot of people let me get away with crazy shit. You'd be surprised.
This is a Grinch that does not understand boundaries at all.
Now, there's a man by the name of David Harold Grisham. I would put him a little bit in the same league as the anti-Zionist Elmo. he takes his philosophy to the street. According to his Facebook page, he is a pastor of a small group of street preachers who take gospel to those who will not step. into a church. Mm. So to people who don't want it.
Yeah.
Against their will.
He harasses people.
Yeah, he means he harasses people. And he has decided he is good to take it upon himself to tell the children of various places in the world that Santa is fake, Jesus is real, while dressed in a Grinch costume.
Yeah, specifically he's doing it in Amarillo.
Yes.
He's a West Texas guy, you can tell, or Northwest Texas. He's a panhandle guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a panhandle guy, you can tell, because he's got shit in Amarillo. He's got shit in Lubbock. He lives in some town around there. This one specifically was in Amarillo outside of the Sleepy Hollow Elementary School. Which
yes.
is a very cool name for an elementary school, especially for Amarillo. But Amarillo is also a little cooler than you think it'd be. It's got it's like rough. It's
yeah,
real rough.
Yeah.
But it's got a gritty charm to it.
I'd love to go. Honestly, one time we'll go. But it's according to cron.com. He was, I guess, a former security guard in a nuclear power plant until he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to host a Koran burning, but he was foiled by a shirtless skateboarder who stole his book. And then he launched a protest against the newly elected Houston mayor, Anise Parker, who was the first openly gay mayor of a major U.S. city. And then apparently he just would like film children.
Yeah. Waiting in line to meet Santa. He's an Amarillo guy. Enough of his incidents have occurred in Amarillo to deduce he's definitely an Amarillo guy.
But he said that he was an atheist until his 40s. Then he had an epiphany after watching M. Night Shyamalan's movie Signs. And then he believed that everything then finally made sense.
Yeah.
And then it was all choreographed. And his life and everything around him was choreographed by God himself. Which is, that's a good get. That's hard to get God himself to choreograph your life.
And he is a hideous, hideous motherfucker.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell because the first thing is...
I mean, I'm just saying, like, physically. Like, he looks like a villain.
Because he's also one of those guys who's real proud about putting a meme on his Facebook page that is just a Jewish star from the Holocaust that says unvaxxed on it. which really means you should take the rest of his advice with a bit of a grain of salt.
Yeah. So what this guy did is he hung outside of an elementary school dressed in a Grinch outfit with a sign that says Santa is fake, Jesus is real.
Jesus is real, which is, again, it's mostly just that, but people are saying it's kind of just scary because he's hyper aggressive in front of the kids.
Yeah.
And but we also know, didn't he lead like a one-man fight against strip clubs? In your like old hometown?
Where I went to college back in Lubbock, Texas, is that he apparently earlier this month he posted a YouTube video, an 80-minute video of himself engaging in a one-man protest against a so-called swingers club in Lubbock. It was called the 10 Box with like three X's. He said that it was in the industrial area of Lubbock, and that definitely makes sense because the industrial area of Lubbock, if you're gonna have a fuck club, have it out there.
Yeah, I mean,
there's plenty of room out there to just find a warehouse, set up a bunch of beds. Like, you know that, like that place in Queens. You know that place in Queens?
No.
Yeah, there's a place in Queens where there's just a bunch of mattresses set up. I think it's in either Flushing or Astoria.
I shot a thing in a really fancy sex house in Brooklyn.
This is not one of those. This is the Astoria version of that.
Yeah. It smells like pizza. That's how.
Yeah.
This guy looks like the version of... If you want to see my description of him, he looks like a human version of the eagle from the Muppets.
Sam the Eagle.
He does not look good.
Well, this video we're about to play some audio from is that he is celebrating the destruction of a strip club in Lubbock called Jaguars. Now, Jaguars is not just, it's not just a Lubbock strip club. It's like a chain of strip clubs. There was one in Lubbock. I think there was one in Amarillo and also one in Abilene.
Great.
And then they just sort of, you know, work, all the dancers would work on a circuit and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the one in Lubbock apparently shut down. Apparently it went bankrupt, the Jaguars in Lubbock.
That's what happened.
And I didn't know that it was one of only two strip clubs left in Lubbock, because when I was in college in Lubbock, there was Nibbles. there was Players.
Okay.
And then there was the Bunny Room. I think that's what it was called.
That's cute.
I think it was the Bunny Room. Yeah. And then Jaguars, I believe, came after.
Well, I feel like the population of Lubbock has been dropping, right?
No, the population of Lubbock is rapidly rising.
Because of the Yellowstone influx of
it's
humans.
More just they're just rapidly expanding. I'm not really sure how or why, but they're rapidly expanding out into like the suburbs. The Lubbock that once was is now being left behind in favor of a new Lubbock, an economy that is based entirely upon all of them feeding each other.
Oh yeah, it's all just restaurants.
It's all just restaurants. It's just I don't know where any of this money is coming from, but apparently it's based upon
there's a man standing in the field somewhere just going, Tesla's coming. Don't you worry, Tesla's coming.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck this is going to sustain itself because it's an entire economy.
It might not.
It's an entire economy built on feeding each other and an entire economy built on building new homes for people who are making money from building new homes.
Yes.
Like, it's going to hit a fucking wall and it's going to be rough. But
yes.
As of now, apparently maybe this does say something about the eventual economic downturn of Lubbock, that one of the only two strip clubs has closed down. Jaguars has closed down. It is the building has been torn down and this man is celebrating. And this video is actually how I found out that all of the strip clubs of my youth are gone.
That's so sad. I'm sorry that this happened.
And the only one left I had not heard of, but has probably the worst name for a strip club I've ever heard in my life.
Good.
All right, Facebook Saints.
Facebook Saints.
YouTube Saints.
Oof.
As you can see behind me here, they're tearing down Jaguar Strip Club in Lubbock, Texas. This is an answered prayer, folks. Right now, they got equipment on site destroying the Jaguar Strip Club. There's only two strip clubs in Lubbock. Angel Witch and Jaguar, now we're down to one. So we just need to be praying that Angel Witch gets destroyed next.
All right, cut it. It's like, yeah, what is Angel it. Witch?
Yeah, I don't know. Angel Witch Cabaret.
Wow.
They have
one word. It is a, wow, it is just a shed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's BYOB. That means, in Lubbock rolls, BYOB, that means it's fully nude.
Wow.
Oh, look at this Instagram ad where it's a woman like bending over next to a turkey for their
She's putting her ass on a turkey
for their pre-Thanksgiving, letting everyone know, hey, guys, we're open.
I actually don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind either.
Oh, wow. Someone got shot at Angel Witch. It's really sad.
That's
not a story.
That's not a surprise. Where exactly? I got to see exactly where.
Honestly,
Angel
if you're
Witch
looking
is.
For turkey and butt, go down to the. I want to. Let's push this, man. Wednesday, you got to go down there, man. I bet you they have a Christmas dinner as well. Go to Angel Witch Cabaret. Enjoy yourself. I'm certain. And tell them last podcast on the left sent you.
Yep.
Yeah, right? See?
Oh, no, I'm looking at it right. Oh, yeah. Between 82nd and 98th off 87. Yeah, that's
going
to be rough.
And now what's nice is they just changed their sign. They just changed it to Lubbock's only gentleman's club. Because guess who is rooting for more strip club destruction besides this weird street preacher? Angel Witch.
Oh,
they
yeah.
can't wait to see the rest of them all get knocked out because they become the number one.
Yeah.
It
no.
needs better signage. If you look at the picture of it, it does need better signage because it looks a little bit just sort of like a place where you just store a plane.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's not too terribly rough. No, that's not a rough. Okay, now that I look at it, yeah, university.
According to 5 reviews
Avenue P. Yeah, that's rough. That's real rough. Now that I'm looking at it, that's real fucking rough.
There's got a bunch of reviews here according to this. There's a lot of them, honestly. There's more than I thought.
More reviews than you thought?
There's a bunch of reviews on this I just found. Lubbock, I parked in... Oh, no, you have to have an employee... Oh, no, I'm sorry. You have to get an account to this strip club review website that I'm just not going to do right now. I'm not going to do live. But, yeah, it looks like most people are saying it's a fine alternative to go get some adult entertainment in a town that doesn't have a lot of it.
No, it really doesn't. At one point, there was a glut of adult entertainment. We could go anywhere we wanted.
You really, you know what? Yeah. It just shows that's just the economy of butts. Well, we never know.
Live from your grave.
Now, I have a Christmas story that I haven't told you about yet.
Okay. I'm happy. I like surprises.
This is going to be the beginning of something, I think, that we're going to end up covering in a more depth because it was right before we started recording. And I always do one last little sweep. And I'm just like, I'm so mad that I just found this. We're going to get to this. Something's coming. Something's coming, friend. All right? Okay. It's not just Santa Claus.
All right. Okay.
There's something coming December 23rd.
Okay. Oh.
And we got to think about what we're all doing.
Okay.
So you hear that there's a solar flare coming?
Is there?
Yeah. It hit and did nothing.
Okay.
Just waves of solar flares come, but it's not that.
It's not that.
But there was a big solar flare. But you hear that? But you hear this? You see this?
Did I see this?
You look at this?
I didn't see this.
Yeah, I didn't hear
about this.
It's big as sun fart.
I saw there was like a big hole.
That's what it is.
Black part.
Yeah, it was like a butthole opened up and it shot a fart of solar energy at us.
And did nothing.
Nothing. Okay. But they thought it might.
Okay, but
we still don't know.
But it already hit us.
It's got nothing to do with us. The story I'm telling you. Right? So.
But December 23rd, something's coming.
No. 4chan is not good for a lot anymore.
Yeah, 4chan is good for very, yes.
But when it comes to top of the fucking moment alien news, it's pretty good.
Okay.
All right. So there was a post that came up with this. Now, since deleted, very suspicious. Now, it says, I'm an amateur ham radio operator here in northern Wyoming.
Ooh.
And I play around in the over 1 gigahertz range. And I came across some weird beeps and squelches.
Ooh.
Around the 1.685 gigahertz range.
I'm also a bit of a ham radio guy. I've got a website and I like to...
You're definitely a ham on the radio.
I like to go through all the different frequencies looking for beeps and squelches. That's the fun of it.
I bet you do. But you missed this. So I've been listening in on this case and to maybe if it's a trucker or another amateur. And I like talking over the radio on civilian channels, but after a few days of monitoring, I got this female voice from this weird channel. It sounds like a temporary number station or something, but I chopped the recording up into a 5-minute video with subtitles. The transmission is not very long, but it seems to contain a lot of data, right? And so I couldn't get the actual video because the guy had pulled it down. But they said it was like the description of it's a bunch of numbers being read in a woman's voice.
Oh, like 9, 7, 4, 14, 3, 4, 16, 15, 23, 42.
Exactly. He's like, now, can you make it out? Right. A lot of people wondering what it is. So you see this series of these numbers, right? So this the numbers were like 61, 6E, 206E, 6F, right? So this guy broke it down. He said, it's hexadecimal code, according to this guy. Mm-hmm. Random internet anonymous person. They're always correct, always. Especially if they say that they are. Right? And so here's what he learned. He was breaking it down. So the numbers, he says, really make sense because it says Earth time break, 1800 UTC-7 break, December 23rd, 2023 break, latitude 47 break, longitude -111 break. You know us break. We know you break, right? First of all, that's a little bit. Then he started getting really into it.
Okay,
said, but the more of a message, he's like, but he took some time to break down the entire message.
But where is that location?
I don't know.
You didn't look it up?
No, of course not.
Okay, well then what is it? Longitude.
Here we go. Look at this. So but this is what he says. A lot of people broke this down. So latitude 47, longitude -111.
Latitude 47, longitude negative what?
111.
111.
Okay. You know us. We know you. And here's the completed message. We are like you. We have lived among you. Embrace us, for we mean no harm. We are like you, but with fur. We are like you, but canines also. We love you. Please love us. So, space dogs are coming. And a man has actually come forward saying that it might not just be space dogs, but a type of close to human race that might also have some form of dog-like creature that is with them. The interdimensional Sasquatch.
Interesting.
What does the latitude longitude say?
It's Summit County, Utah.
All right.
It's
so,
Utah.
Now, according to, now this is a breakout of stuff that we're really going to get into. We're going to do a series on this because there's a man by the name of Sunbow True Brother, who I again believe entirely, that has been speaking psychically with the Sasquatch Nation, and they have messages to send us. And I think what this is that we're finally going to get something. Something's going to finally fucking break.
On 23rd.
And I think that's some fucking, and it's Pomeranians from another dimension are going to arrive with Sasquatches.
About 80 miles east of Utah, Salt Lake City.
We got to go. We got to go. If you are in the area, I want to know. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. We got to find out. Are these people going to fucking show up? Because I believe it's around the hour 1800.
Yeah.
So dinner time.
It's basically,
which is when I serve Wendy and Carmi dinner. They normally get around 6, 6:15.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Georgie too. Someone get the Just for Dogs. Great. So here, now this is just a quote. We're going to do an entire series on this. So he believes that there is an intergalactic series of Sasquatch that have been trying to communicate with us.
And this is Brother Sunbo.
Sunbo, true brother.
Sunbo, true brother.
This is one, just a little section of the messages that these Sasquatch are trying to deliver to us.
What we want to emphasize overall is the need for your human people to reconnect with the wisdom of your soul and realign with the intelligence of your heart. Reactivate your genetic star seeds and soul memories. Recover your psychic abilities.
Love to.
And evolve collectively into a higher spiritual consciousness.
Yeah, man. They're Marianne Williamson.
All of that always sounds really nice.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not against it.
You know, but you do understand it mostly requires a culling.
Yeah.
There's always that this guy. Right, so we just showed a picture of Sunbo. This is he is definitely mostly Sasquatch.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he lives in New Mexico.
Hey, but we're going to get into
it. Or adjacent.
We are hollow-boned, he also says.
Like birds?
Like birds.
So there's Bigfoot. Bigfoots are like birds.
Well, yes. Yes.
Yes. So they're massive, massive frames.
We like really got to do this.
Probably the largest primates on Earth have bones that are hollow.
This has to come. We got to find out if this is real or not. I need to find out if these fucking space dogs are arriving with them.
If a space dog, because this is the coordinates that they gave. It's like in the middle of an extraordinarily rugged national forest.
We got to go.
It's like a mountain.
We got to go. This is fucking, it's just huge. Because I don't know whether or not they are with them. Already purchased the book. I already purchased the book, Rob. I just got this. There's an entire book on this.
It's
called The Sasquatch Meshes to Humanity, Conversation with Elder Camus.
It's by Sunbo, as told by Sasquatch Elder Camus.
Yes. That's the writer.
Interesting.
That's forward, the real writer is the Sasquatch.
Forward by Kawani Loparidis, MSMH.
This is, oh, wow. This is amazing. Sasbo Sasquatch is claimed to be modified from giant lemurs, right? So this is according to another one. This is according that our people, like yours, was bioengineered by the Star Elders, but we are born many aeons before you were. Our conceptors added to their alien genetics like DNA of the most evolved and adapted with the species of that era. A giant lemur, now long extinct. Psychic Sasquatch.
Well, this is the book that the person who wrote the foreword, this is their book, The Psychic Sasquatch and Their UFO Connection.
Add to cart. Add it to cart, because I am so excited. This is, well, I love a psychic Sasquatch. I want him to show up for Christmas. They can come to our house.
Oh, wow. This person has a master's degree in science.
It's almost like anybody can get it.
Jack Lapersidis. MS, Masters of Science.
We'll get there. Oh,
get him on
God.
The show. Let's get him on the show.
Can we get him on the show? Can we interview this guy?
Yeah.
I want to talk to a psychic Sasquatch, because if he is indeed psychic, he'll know what's coming.
The psychic Sasquatch provides us with revelations about these gentle creatures and the astonishing truth about their connection with extraterrestrials and why they cannot be found.
They can't. They literally can't be found. We're going to stop. We're not spoiling any more of this.
No.
Because
no.
We're doing this entire series.
Yeah, we're doing this. The psychic Sasquatch and you.
I just want you. But again, if you're seeing space dogs, take a picture. Give him a treat. You know, be nice. Be nice. You know? And I can't wait. I want to meet some space dogs.
Yeah, I would love to meet some space dogs.
I bet you they'd be more entertaining than ghost dogs.
Well, ghost dogs just, I don't know.
That's his worst movie.
Ghost Dog?
Have you ever seen Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai?
I try. I always fall asleep.
I think it's one of those where it's got a better one sheet and it's got a better idea. And the concept alone is awesome.
Yeah.
But it's kind of. It's Jim Jarmusch a little bit.
Well, when it comes,
I like Jim Jarmusch.
Well, it comes to Jim Jarmusch, though. I'm pretty much like Down by Law is amongst my favorite movies. I fucking adore that film.
I like Coffee and Cigarettes.
Yeah, and Coffee and Cigarettes is also amazing. But you know what the fucking X factor in both those movies is? Tom Waits.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, you get Tom Waits. But Jim Jarmusch without Tom Waits? Eh.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's because he's the special. But also, like, I like a Harry Dean Stanton.
I love a Harry Dean Stanton.
Just replace him. All right, here we go. Let's get some listener emails.
Oh my God.
We're going to
the fucking avalanche of listener emails.
We received, I believe Joel counted 317 emails about people who believe that they were sliders, which is what we talked a little bit of the phenomenon last week about street light interference.
Sliders.
And the people who believe that they experience electronic interference because of just something inside of them. If something goes on, street lights go down. I'm talking about we received again and again and again. People saying they're driving past streetlights. People saying that their cell phones never get reception. People saying that their battery life drains super fast on an object that's wearing on their body longer than their friends do. And they said they've always had this, and they've always had, like, quote unquote, problems with technology, which I can see. I do know people that have broken so many important pieces of technology.
Yes.
And again, it's not just because they live chaotic lives, but sometimes it is.
Yes.
But you could see there, you wonder. But what I did want to highlight, because we had so many people who believe that the phenomena is real and have experienced it, because there was a thing that was famous that came out of it that was called the Pauli effect, which also was used by PKD, which is interesting. He used a version of it as about psychic powers canceling each other out. Like, one was how telekinesis and clairvoyance can sort of, like, fuck with each other.
Mm.
That was, like, a concept he had, which was awesome.
PKD, for those of you who don't know, is Philip K. Dick.
They know. And if they don't know, I don't want to talk to them. You know? But Pauli effect is apparently, it's a big deal because it was based off of the actual theoretical physicist who was very smart, Wolfgang Pauli, who said that this is from the 1800s or whatever, it's a long time ago, who said that he experienced a lot of electronic interference.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, it was really fun. It's like he became kind of, like, famous for it, to the point where, like, they named the phenomena after him. He kept saying that things would fail around him. In a famous story, they said that they tried to make a big joke about things failing around him. And so they had this big party, and what they were going to do was fake that this mechanism holding a chandelier up bailed because he was there. And then when they went to go drop the chandelier in front of everybody, the machine didn't work.
So they couldn't drop it.
They couldn't do the thing.
Interesting.
So, like, that was one of those.
Interesting.
He said that he had the failure of his car during a honeymoon with his second wife. Right. He said that this obviously was happening here. Right. But I do think it's interesting because there are a lot of people who that believe that it is very much happening to them at all times. But we got a lot of people. We did go, well, truly on the smaller side of it, people who were like, there is some maybe explanations, which I think is good for people to know. Because I also like a mystery not being debunked.
As do I. Well, I like explanations. I'll say that. I don't necessarily like mysteries being debunked, but I very much like to know why the world is the way it is.
Theories.
Yeah.
Theories why? Because, you know, we talk about spontaneous combustion. There's a lot of theories, but there's no really, like, true explanation. So we'll get into it. Number one was that there are a lot of people who believe that it means that you're a starseed. This is it's interesting because, we got an email from a power distribution engineer. So they say they tangentially deal with this for their job. Streetlights turning off and on is an old problem with high pressure sodium lamps. As they age and wear out, they will turn off seemingly at random. Though if you sit and watch a single lamp for a while, the timing is pretty consistent. It's similar in concept to a flickering fluorescent bulb near its end of life, just slower. This has nothing to do with the presence of an observer and everything to do with the fact that power utilities around, like, a place like Cleveland haven't upgraded many of their streetlights to LEDs. Because a lot of sliders said that it's never really happened with LED lights. It only happens with the old school lights.
Sodium lights.
Sodium lights. And so I spot, according to this listener, I spot checked a couple of random locations in the area on Street View, and that does appear to be the case. Now, there's a lot of people that believe that those things that just shut off, that when you approach lights and they shut off, in the old days, apparently this has been around a while. People are talking about the slider concept since the beginning of the internet. That was very much a starseed concept.
Yeah.
So it seems that really the line of that thought is that it was starseeds and then it was indigo children. So starseed is more of an older term for an indigo child.
Yeah. But sodium street lamps, they are actually just supposed to do that.
They do just eventually die out.
Well, it's because if they get too hot, they sort of dim out and they just sort of go out for a second so they can cool back down again.
Yes.
And then they turn back on again. And I think it's one of those things where one of the listeners did point out that it's confirmation bias, where it's like, if you're looking for it all the time.
Oh, sure.
It's one of those. It's the whole, like, I just bought a red car, and all of a sudden,
everybody's got red cars.
Everyone's got red cars, and everyone's got the red car that I got.
Yes.
Yeah, and I tell you, anytime I see a guy in that other Subaru, I give a little honk honk.
There's a lot of them. They're honestly, this is L.A. This is a good town for it. With the West Coast especially, you'll see it a lot.
Yeah.
This guy also put his, like, this is a little bit of a message from your friendly local IT member. That he also said, because this person worked in IT, the vast majority of folks are just not very kind to their machines. I've had to explain to users that it is a bad thing to put a space heater next to a computer in an enclosed space. I've had to explain to someone who was confused why their computer was no longer working that the screeching noise coming from a bell bearing in a fan was not, in fact, normal. And as a guy in IT, I usually have the opposite problem. When I get there, the computer doesn't do whatever the user says it was doing. IT guys joke about it, but it's honestly because 9 times out of 10, just restarting your PC will fix whatever the issue is.
Did you try turning it on and off again?
Have you tried turning it on and off? And you're like, yes, I did. Yes, I fucking did. But that's that. That is all. So there is some form of theories about why. But I say keep feeling special.
I say keep feeling special. Keep feeling special. Why not?
This is where we got a lot of people that were part of the SIP club. And then, so I have this one last letter. So I'll read this one last letter. My name is Michael, and in 2005, I was in a pretty bad car crash. I fell asleep driving and crossed the center lane, hit another car head on. Damn. During this accident, I broke my left arm. As a lefty, I was mad. Both legs, both ankles, tore about 80% of my right foot off. Basically, my foot was on the accelerator, and when I crashed, my foot went left and my bone went right. Oddly enough, though, during the ripping of my foot, mostly off, there was no blood. So the doctor wanted to amputate, and my wife at the time told them to try to reattach my foot, which required I get airlifted 3 hours to a shock trauma unit in Baltimore, Maryland. I woke up a day later in many casts. My right foot was in a halo brace where I had screws installed in my bones and held it together with basically Kinex toys due to the swelling. They couldn't use a regular cast. Now, after much physical therapy and learning to walk a second time, I was told that at 30 plus years old, I now had the arthritis of a 90-year-old due to the injury to my freshly repaired foot, which is sad. It's one of those. It's so fucked up. It's hard.
Yeah.
So no, during the next
one of those things where, like, back in, you know, like 50 years ago, like all these people that live with this horrible pain, like you just died. But now that we have all this technology to save people.
Now you can live in pain.
Yeah, but we don't have the technology to keep people from living in horrible, excruciating pain for the rest of their lives.
Acupuncture! It's that easy! Have you ever tried meditating? During the next 15 years, I was in constant pain. Every day, as long as I was awake, I was hurting. I could tell you the weather was going to change 3 days ahead of time. I was on Vicodin for 3 years, cortisone shots in my joints, my ankle to elevate the pain, along with various pain-reducing roots. I was told my options to help the pain were to A, fuse the bone together, walk like Frankenstein, B, amputate it, C, get a replacement joint put in, learn to walk again, and get a replacement one when I'm older due to wear. And none of these options gave me any hope. The doctor said it would just be hard. There was no guarantee I'm not going to be in pain anymore. I tried everything I could to think of with the pain, pill shots, physical therapy, medical marijuana, and nothing seemed to help. Recently, I was given the opportunity to try an eighth of psilocybin mushrooms. And after 15 years of being in pain, I gave it the old fuck it. Why not? I had a trip, but the next day I noticed something. All the pain in my ankle was gone. After 15 years, I woke up with the usual body pain. It wasn't there. So I started testing and I found I had flexibility that wasn't there before. I was ticklish on both my feet now. The former bad foot has no pain and I'm no longer ticklish. I took those mushrooms about 3 months ago and so far zero pain. My wife is in the medical field and she's kind of confused as to what the fuck happened, but I'm not questioning it. And they hasn't taken any mushrooms since. And he doesn't want to flip because he says he didn't want to flip the switch back. But it's like, I don't know if that means anything. Sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com. This is not like a science thing. Like, we're not saying to take mushrooms to fucking fix your pain because I don't think that works all the time.
No, it doesn't work all the time. But
you
know,
is it possible?
You can try it.
But can something happen inside the jelly of your brain that like makes something else turn on like that?
If you think about phantom limb syndrome, you know, where people feel pain for a limb that is no longer there, and that's a brain impulse. That's like your pain, you know, receptors being completely fucked up.
But believe don't they do a thing where they don't they do sort of like therapy where they put you in front of a mirror and then you can kind of like practice moving that phantom limb? I know we talked a little bit about it.
But that's still, you know, your brain is malfunctioning.
Yes, but how do you fix it? Like, how do you snap it back?
And that was just an interesting... You take some fucking shrooms, bro.
Yeah, man. You fucking... Do you ever trip balls, dog? But I would love to actually get some responses as to, like, why the hell would that fucking be a thing? If that is indeed a thing. Or is it just, like, some people it happens? Like, someone who, like, has... They have, like, a weird event. All of a sudden, they have, like, a Chinese accent now.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, you see them all the time. Or somebody, yeah, that has... they get into a car accident, and all of a sudden, they're really mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder why. I don't know.
Okay. So we did promise no shit stories.
No, we said nothing. No poo-poo.
No poo-poo?
No poo-poo today.
But this isn't...
No,
this
no poo-poo. Let's save
this,
a poo-poo.
But this technically isn't poo-poo.
No, they're going to shut off the show. Everybody was mad. Everyone said that we broke a promise immediately.
It's more of a whole story
no,
than
no
it is a
poo-poo. No, no holes. No, no. It's a horrible... Let's wait. We'll come back to it. You know when we save it? We have several Christmas episodes.
All right. You promise?
We'll do, yes. We're going to do a Santa poos... section.
All right. If you promise, we can come back to this one.
It's a good one. I know which one you're talking
because
about.
I'm just such a sucker for like a story that comes from like my girlfriend's coworker's cousin.
Yeah,
like,
no, we'll
I,
get
I love I love those stories. Okay. Yes. All right. So we didn't make a promise. We already broke it once. I won't break it twice.
Let's
but
get there.
I'm just saying that
we
doing
have
this,
to earn it again.
I'm doing this under protest.
You know what that shows? You're a good producer.
That's right.
You could produce because you're choosing the show.
I am.
You're choosing the show over your own wants and needs.
I am.
And I really appreciate that. All right. Because you got to love every day being your own boss.
That's right.
Because if you don't, man, your life's going to fucking suck. Right? Because guess what? Because I laugh every day. I laugh and then I fire myself. Mm-hmm. And then I love, rehire myself.
Yep.
It's that easy. Every single morning. I fire me every morning.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yep. Every morning I hate me.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
I beg for my job for myself every morning.
we have a lot of stuff coming up. December 22nd, come see Classy Night Out, me and Ed Larson. We're going to be at the NoHo Knitting Factory. And I believe that is on Ticketmaster or Eventbrite. It's one of those. You can just look it up. You can sign there. Classy Night Out at the NoHo Knitting Factory. And what else we got? OSS 2.
Is out. Operation Sunshine, issue 2 is out. I believe issue 3 comes out this Thursday.
Yes, yeah. It's coming out soon.
Go to your local comic book store and ask for it by name.
And then, is there anything else to plug? Reptilian in the Morning, buy our new coffee.
Yeah, over at Spring Hill Jack Coffee.
It's absolutely delicious. And check out all of the Twitches over at LPNTV, twitch.tv/LPNTV.
Mm-hmm. We got plenty of great ones over there. You doing the Good Pud holiday special this weekend?
So Good Pud, we're putting the family back in Christmas. It is this Thursday. Check it out. Tomorrow, check it out. It is at 6 p.m. PST. It's at 6 p.m. We're going to have a lot of guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think we're all going to learn a lot.
I bet you will.
I think we will.
Am I going to learn anything?
No.
Good. Nothing. I can't take anymore.
No. Learn nothing.
Good.
Hail Sid.
Hail Gee.
It's been lovely being with you.
It's been lovely being with you.
Hail me.
Okay.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.